Good afternoon, Tanya.
Hello.
So I guess first off, why is my house and I guess houses, homes all around Australia being invaded by ants?
Well, there's a couple of reasons. I mean, the first is that there are just a lot of ants around. I mean, Australia is really lucky in that we have a lot of diversity, so lots of different types of ants and also lots of just individual ants. So they're always around. They're just part of an urban ecosystem, really, and the ecosystem in general.
Mm.
In the summer, we tend to see a few more because insects in general are more active in warmer periods of the year. And it's also a time when there can be things like droughts and floods, and either of those can cause ants to come indoors. The main reason is they're usually looking for food. So, you know, houses are great for food, and it doesn't mean that you have a particularly messy house. Ants are just really, really good at finding even the smallest bit of food, you know, beneath the bin or in a dog bowl or in the cupboard or behind the toaster. All of those things are fair game for ants.
Yeah, so I guess when they do eventually invade your house, what is the most effective method of removing or, should I say, relocating the ants?
Yeah, so it can be a little bit tricky. I mean, the first thing I always recommend is to do a really good clean, try to figure out what they're feeding on.
Right.
Because if you can remove that food source, you're kind of removing the temptation for them to come in the first place. Often that'll work. Sometimes the ants, though, are living in cracks in the walls. They can even live in electronics, which can be pretty irritating. So
yeah.
A really important step then is to figure out where they're either coming in from or where in your house they've made a nest. In my lab, we're an insect lab, and we recently had a problem with ants that were not our experimental ants. It turned out they were living in the laptop.
Wow.
We opened the laptop, and it was full of ants. So you really do take a little bit of detective work to work out where they are, but sealing up cracks in walls or, you know, between the toilet and the wall, often there's a little crack. Sometimes even something that small can let ants in. So those are the two biggest things you can do. Mm. That at least will get rid of getting them inside without needing to use any insecticides or bait.
Okay, so I guess is there, once you've located the ants and you solved the problem, is there any way that you can prevent something like this from happening?
Not really. So, I mean, again, ants are everywhere. They're in high numbers. They're mostly harmless, so they're probably not causing a huge problem for most people in most circumstances. So cleaning up the food so that they don't come back in, filling up the cracks they physically can't get in, those are the best things to do. I mean, if you look online, there's all sorts of stuff about, say, peppermint oil or tea tree oil or something being repellent, and there's no real good evidence for any of those. I mean,
okay.
It doesn't hurt. Who doesn't like peppermint in, you know, peppermint smell? But yeah, there's no really good evidence that those things will repel ants. Really, it's a matter of dealing with them when you see them and then trying to learn to live with, you know, having a few ants in your house is not a big deal.
Yeah, and I guess just to wrap up, is there any surefire way that gets rid of ants?
Nope, not really. I mean, you can always, people will use insecticides, and you've probably seen insecticidal baits like Ant Rid and such, and those can work. The problem is that any kind of spray insecticide or anything you use outdoors will potentially affect all the other insects in the area, and many of those are beneficial. Even ants, you know, I've seen ants in my bathroom taking out and killing a cockroach nymph. So, you know, you may not actually want to kind of go and kill all the ants. Always much better to try to eliminate the reason they're coming in than to try to do something to kind of eradicate them. Because a world without ants would be very, very grim indeed, I think.
Yeah, we need ants to make the world go round.
We need them.
Thank you so much, Tanya, for joining us this afternoon.
You're welcome.